cliffcentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on cliffcentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Because we take.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kalman.
And it is hashtag Urban Culture Drive takes over Aryeh Kalman on CliffCentral.com. My name is Lesego Maphanga and I'm always chilling out squad deep with Craig O'Sexy, surnames for what? And Candace Carlson. I don't know, you guys say like the beautiful Candace Carlson, but like I run out of adjectives. What should I refer to you as?
That should never actually happen, Lesego Maphanga, but okay.
The problem is that love does not live here.
Well, clearly, love left the room.
Gone, poof.
I mean,
with the land.
Ah, how cute. Oh, we're not going to have this debate. Land debates right
does,
now.
Does land live where you are, Craig? I mean, does love land? No, oh, wow. Does love live?
Does love live there by you? Oh.
Does love live? I know, guys. I mean, I'm all about love, happiness, joy, peace, happiness, everything. You know what I mean? I'm that kind
Kumbaya.
Of guy. Kumbaya. I believe children of the future. That's where I'm at. I'm zened out today. I feel like I was in Zanzibar and back.
You know, I can't remember the last time I was, like, happy.
Guys, I just... Speaking of which, actually, speaking of love lives here, so I just came across something.
Yeah.
So this thing tells you, according to your birth month, at which age you're going to get married.
Shut up.
So, when's your birthday, Craig?
31st of December, 1987.
So, yes, apparently, guys, you're getting married at 62.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, it's actually quite an accurate thing.
Yeah, because it's all fair about Monite. Yes, do you understand? I mean, I'll do the most. Yeah,
and then you, Liz?
You should know this, though. How do you not know this?
I get it. You said love left the room.
Yeah,
so
there's no need.
So did my memory. Tell me.
November.
Oh, single for whole life.
This is so accurate.
I swear to God. It says it there.
Actually, you know what? You know what's actually starting to freak me out, what? Right? And this is generally starting to freak me out there, is that I'm busy listening to this and it's sounding kind of accurate.
Yeah, actually.
Like, would you, like, okay, fine. Candace, when's your birthday?
Mine's in August and it says 27.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's actually very, yeah.
So we've got a couple of more months to plan, you know, a couple of more years actually to plan.
Producer Belissa.
Birthday, yeah, how?
Oh, she's on the phone. Technical producer, Aviwe.
Aviwe.
Aviwe, on the mic.
They're oh so sexy.
What up, our supermodel. When's your birth month?
When's my birth month? February.
February. Oh, 31. You'll get married at the age of 31.
That's exactly what I was hoping for in life.
Wow.
I'm so pissed.
This thing is scarily
Do you know what's the best way to do
accurate.
It? Please call Dory behind you.
Dory. They would like to speak to you.
So Dory pretty much handles all the online content, social content on cliffcentral.com. Dory, we're trying to work out something, if something is an exact science or not, right? And you're going to prove us whether it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please tell us, when is your birth month?
November.
Oh, wow.
Wait, November what?
November,
no,
the day?
It's month.
No, but I just want to know the day.
The 28th of November.
Okay. So,
but anyway, according to my source, you will be single forever.
So clearly it's
well, didn't look out.
How accurate is this?
This is scary now. Seriously, guys. Candace, you better
No, she's
that
happily
app.
Married with kids. With the kid.
Okay, so this app is
thank you very much, Dory.
You're welcome. Always happy to help with science.
So there goes that little game we played.
Yeah, sure.
But I think to a degree, I mean, looking at you guys right now, I mean, especially you two. I think it's
tells you when you want to get married.
When's Joe? Yes.
Actually, let's try this again. Producer Palesa.
Hola.
When is your birthday month?
January.
So when did she get married?
Oh, no. I think she's older than this. But I also don't know how old you are. Oh my God.
Okay, be very careful.
So when is she supposed to get married?
25.
You see,
I did almost
at 25. Okay, so this thing is spot on, dog.
Please call the intern behind you so we can make
fun
of
her. I'm sure Dory would have stayed single her whole life if it was up to her.
Yeah, I don't know. Eh? She looks like somebody who...
She doesn't want to come. Job? J-O-B?
What up? Producer, when's your birth month?
Jen.
Oh, you too. 25. You missed your... You missed your... And I was... Kanye was in love that year, Moses.
He was in love. Okay, do you see what I mean?
Switch me off now. Switch off.
Do you see? Bye-bye. Like, you know,
bye-bye to all of you.
Do you know what I'm trying to figure out?
Right.
This thing tells you when you wanted to get married.
I think so.
Not necessarily when you're gonna get married.
But 25, I was far from wanting to get married.
Please call us Wongile there.
Okay, we need to test the theory.
I know I'm exacerbating this thing, but...
No, but it's fine. We need to figure it out.
Okay, everyone.
Spongle, we need to conclude.
Spongle is Jen as well. Yeah, ask her, did she want to get married at 25?
No, she was far from wanting to get married. Far from it.
Ask the Radio Shy intern there when her birthday is.
November.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Guys, we need a mix, though. I need someone in, like...
Yeah?
June. Who do you know in June?
Flop. Who I know in June... I don't know.
My sister's in June and she was supposed to get married at the age of 20.
But also me, 62. I mean, by then I would have...
No, but I mean, that's a decent age to get married.
Actually, yeah.
You can't know about
like, that. You've done it all.
There's nothing you want to go see. I mean, if you're a whore, you retired at 62.
Unless like you're tired.
unless if you're Dolly Parton or something, you know?
I mean, yeah, but like... Yeah, I guess. And if you're also, for people that are celebrating their birthdays in May, you are going to get married or will probably be married at the age of 42. So there we go.
42. 42 sounds like a really good
and
age.
If you have surpassed 42.
You're fucked.
Sorry about that.
Please.
You know my thing is, and it's what I've been saying, some people were not meant to be parents. Some people are just not meant to get married.
Yeah, but I get that.
Look at Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah,
you know, she's perfectly happy.
She's
stringing Stedman along. And I'm sure the racks are great.
I'd also be happy if I had that amount of money on me. I mean, like the amount of problems that you have when you have money, literally half. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you've got all the guap in the world.
And she can literally just tell Stedman, Idril, it's a rep. Mm. Shuck. No stress, no prenups, nothing. It's fine. We can just separate. Yeah.
No, I got you. But
do you think they still have sex, though?
Obviously.
People never
stop having sex. Eh? No matter, especially the men. We never stop.
I think it becomes a little more monotonous.
Yeah, obviously.
The physical act. It's a little more, you know, standard. Yeah. Like, Bantu style, I'd like to think.
Bantu style.
How does Bantu style?
Bantu style is missionary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they call it Bantu style.
Who says that? Who calls it?
My ex Zulu boyfriend called it Bantu style.
Oh my word. You must stop dating these Zulus.
You know what? I'm done with Zulus because KZN. Y'all are violent.
Yeah, we are.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, true. We've seen it with Babes Odumo.
Yeah, we are.
And Mambincha, which we've completely cancelled.
Yeah.
He's cancelled.
I mean, like, I know. Zulu's violent, uncircumcised, very territorial.
Very territorial. Just... And very, like, ugh.
Because Uzulu, umZulu neskumba. Uneskumba.
And they're arrogant.
No, I'd give the arrogance to Xhosa.
Yeah, you're right.
100%. 100%. Xhosa gents.
Yeah.
They will tell you so much, like from off the bat, like, look, I can get another you. Act right.
But maybe they can, though.
Yes, they can, but maybe not be that blunt about it, because I can get another you. So now what?
But
Now what do we do about that game?
Nah, we'll let it go. And you know my issue is with dating? Exactly what you just said there.
Right, the fact that you can be replaced.
No, the fact that I can really want you, but the truth is I don't need you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but do we
that's always been really, that's always been my problem.
Have you ever wanted someone but you didn't need them?
Yes, like all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so need as in
like you make my world a better place. As in like if you were to leave, like my world would be less off.
Okay.
Because if you love someone, right, you can't picture being with anyone else but them. Like they make your life better.
Really?
They improve your quality of life.
Do they, though?
Do they?
Well, they're supposed to, guys. That's why you get married to a person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, because they make your life better. You're not going to marry someone that's going to make like your life hell and be like, yes, I want to go marry that person.
I think for me, this is how it works. People get to the whole notion of being in love, one person being more in love than the other, but it's never really equal. someone.
No, they say there's always one always loves more than the other.
And even if like you, I love you more, or you love me more. At some stage, it will just flip. You know, you'll want me more, and I'll want you less, or whatever the case may be. So it's never like really like perfect match.
I think it's like super basic. I mean, your parents. I mean, who do they love more? You or your sister?
My sister.
Yeah, you see, we all know it.
Yeah,
it's not a thing.
But my parents love me, so how do you go?
But it is what it is, though. It's not a secret.
Yeah, true.
My parents love me more. I know it, but hey, it is what it is.
It's the last born thing.
So,
it's because you were last born. That's why.
Have you ever? So I'm gonna flip this back to you, Candace. Have you ever, and you, Craig? Have you ever needed someone, like loved someone and needed them, as in like. I love you. You make my world a better place.
I won't even lie. I'm not going to sit here and even try to. This is with all sincerity and humility. Yeah. Never needed
it. No, that has happened 100%. To me. 100%. Yeah, that has happened to me. And I think it was simply because I was still immature to understand how the dating game actually works. The fact that the more you pretend like you don't want them, the more they'll want you. You know, and I just thought, okay, let me be honest. Let me bear everything out and just be like, I want you, I need you. And the more someone does that, the more they actually get agitated by you, the constant needing.
My experience is far different. So my high school sweetheart, I loved her. I needed her. She was my world. She was everything. We dated for a year. It took me a year to get over her. It was intense. It was, I wish, like sometimes I really do, I wish I could go back to that. Aww. If that was like, if I could buy that off like the shelf of Pick and Pay, fuck out.
But Liz, I'd like to point out you were 18 years old.
Yeah, true. I mean,
17.
If even worse, you both were teenagers.
You know, my thing is, love
you are
not
who you were. No. You're not who you were at 17.
No, agreed.
She's also not who she was at 17.
Yeah, she's not.
So forget that completely.
Yeah. But it was a good feeling, guys. It was a happy place. I was happy to be
there. Shame. I'm sorry that didn't work out.
Yeah. You know what? We're sorry for you. But also, life moves on, guys. There's more to life. There's money to be made. Let's be merry.
I heard there is, okay, listen, shut up. Like, no one cares anymore. And maybe they don't. So listen, seeing that I love you guys a whole lot, right? Tell me what you want to listen to. Do you want to listen to some Shane Eagle? Do you want to listen to some Ricky Tyler? Do you want to listen to some Soweto's Finest?
Soweto's Finest sounds
What do you feel like?
What do you vote for, babe? Anything.
Anything, okay, just for it? You. Just because we love you
anything.
So much.
Like Soweto.
Oh, guys, just like Soweto?
Yes, okay, Southwestern Soweto. Township.
And let's play this from them.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
Somebody, you give me that feeling that you get when you want somebody. You give me that feeling that you get when you want somebody. You give me that feeling that you get when you want somebody.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
Ibhoza yethu namhlanje, uMindlozi, soloko asebenzisa ama voice offers we MTN. Agasafana kala.
Mageza, stoppeth gently after thy robot. Look upon me, and giveth me thy change that thine oweth me.
Nasem sagazweni, wuye wuye.
I dedicateth this number, inamba, to Zodwa, my bebezeth, my twinkle tinkle in my eye, during the people.
Angisakhulumi gekdleni.
Giveth me thy quarter, and forget not thy archer.
Fana no Mindlos, zenzele into ethandayo ngama voice bundles owathola ku my MTN offers.
Everywhere you go, MTN. Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
And it is hashtag the Urban Culture Drive on CliffCentral.com. You're chilling out with Craig O'Sexy, Candace Colson, Lesego Maphanga. And listening to that almost brought back memories that I don't want of having learned a little too much Shakespeare.
I gotcha.
Don't you feel that way sometimes? Like, why do I know the stupid things in my brain?
I don't know. I don't really feel like that.
You don't?
But you know, I must say that your voice, you sound like a news reporter. And actually, not a sportsman reporter. I can actually imagine.
Like Ashwin.
Yeah,
you
know,
like
walking
out of Super Sports.
You know, we're back with Evan Carter Drive and you hang out with Craig. I just love that. I mean, it's just got a nice little spin to it. But anyway, guys, remember we're talking about dating and I've got like two or three things that I actually want to mention. Okay. Mm-hmm. So for me, when someone says, okay, so there are like steps to this thing. Yeah. You know, I know you guys were like going on about marriage, dating, blah, blah, blah. When I say to someone, hash, we're talking, it means we've exchanged numbers. Maybe we've probably even had sex. Do everything on a friendship level, testing the water to see if there's like growing interest.
So when you say what? What's
the term? We're talking. We're just talking.
That's the talking phase.
Hashtag, when we are dating, we're going bowling to concerts, lunch, dinner, as friends with a mutual interest of each other. We're not exactly exclusive.
Who pays? Like is it 50-50?
At this stage, I still 50-50.
Okay, that's the most important thing for me.
Dating exclusively, we're doing all of that previously mentioned. However, this time we're cutting off other people. So WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Got
we're
you.
Starting to cut off. Hashtag relationship is the holy grail. We've made a mutual agreement to become a couple and it's you and me, bitch, period.
Okay, interesting.
I think so. I think if we got it to this level, if we broke it down to that, then we'll avoid all the confusion that we're currently
in. Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone past the talking stage with any human being. To be quite honest.
I don't know. For me, you know, I like, for example, I asked out this guy. And I met him actually at the thing that we guys went to a couple of weeks back. Remember that spear thing?
Oh, Sussex?
Ah, Sussex. Yeah, that guy.
Is that the guy? Oh my God. That's so interesting.
So now
when did this happen? Where was
I? Oh, no.
You were.
What is he doing?
I don't know. You were busy admiring the house that we're in.
Gonji.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Like
and telling us about how this is the land that they took from us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this guy was just going on about how he only dates Caucasians, blah, 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 which is like a big, I mean.
I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, what do you
mean?
It's a black guy.
But obviously, you know, that those people that believe that they were born white.
I agree. Came there with Sashi Naidu.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and I know what
you talking about. You know what? I'm just going to screw this guy just for the...
Did you have sex with him?
No. Maybe. Oh. I can't mention it on radio.
But did you guys go out?
No, we might not. But I think we're going to do it this Friday.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be like...
You know, my issue is... It's something that I don't blame, like, black people. They say they only date Caucasians. Because, like, black people are a lot, man. Like, they're a lot.
But I'm not a lot, though.
Like, every single chick that I know that's, like, ready to get married now, they're all like, I just want a white guy because, like, black guys are a lot, mate. But we are. Like, as black people, we're just, like, we're a lot. No?
I don't know. I think everybody is a lot in a way. Everyone is just a lot. I just think that, you know, it just depends on how much a lot are you willing to handle.
I always feel like white people are just more mellow than darkies.
I think it's just boring. Simple as that. For me, it's just not going to work. There's no chemistry. There's no vibe. I'm with Candace on this one in terms of boredom, sex, attraction.
Have you guys heard that we talk about relationships a lot?
Yeah, and we're not in relationships, which is the weirdest part. But bring it back to white people in relationships. What white people do is like, when I look at my mates, right? Like in high school, all of them are married and have kids.
Beautiful.
They're my age, guys.
Stunning.
All of them are married and have kids. I don't get it. It's a white thing. Obviously, they commit at a very young age. I mean, growing up, they were in love at like 12. I mean,
yeah,
it's a thing.
So there's hope for all of us.
And they were allowed to sleep over each other's houses at like 13.
My friend's mom actually bought her condoms.
Yeah.
No, that's so beautiful. My mom would have killed me.
And was like, so thank you for the draw. Where? I'm taking more that Peter really as belief answered.
No, you know what my mom did for sex education? She dumped me with a lot of these weird books from the clinic back then in the 90s. They used to actually draw people having sex. And I'm just like...
I got my sex ed from Days of Our Lives, fam.
Yeah, but that
was... I was about to say, my parents never brought it up.
Never.
Oh, my parents did. My mom did. But she was very strategic. It wasn't like, okay, sit down. You know, but she did sit me down about the puberty hair, and like, I was just
Shane,
like,
were you confused?
She was like, no. She was like, listen, you're gonna experience some changes. And at that time, I already like hit that stuff. I was like 12, so I hit puberty quite early. And she sat me down, and she's like, no, listen, we're gonna have a conversation. Your body's gonna start changing. And I was just like, this is so...
Wow, you hit puberty. Look, I'm
yeah,
not
quite
even.
Early.
You were quite early. I'm not lying, guys. I was a fully grown. Like, I blossomed really late in life. Hey. I think I was about 15, 16.
Isn't that like the story of your life?
And I became a woman, dog. And then my boobs just became big.
Overnight?
And I was like, what is happening with these things? And I was so shook.
Oh, wow. Now you're so
proud.
Were you sad?
It was very annoying.
Yeah.
Because I was obviously slightly... I mean, they were big at the time. Too big for my body. I think I've grown into them. But like at the time when they just started like going all big, like I was shook. Because I couldn't control.
Yeah, I got you.
What was happening?
Yeah, I can imagine the weirdness. Kind of the same weirdness I feel when I touch my phone and I go to the like, you know, pictures.
And there's no e-wallets.
No. I touch my phone and then like I go through my pictures and there's so many pictures of Lesejo. Like, guys, I need to delete this.
I'm everywhere.
I need to delete this guy before he's everywhere.
He lurks.
You know what? I don't think you were that late. I think I was around that age as well.
That's it.
Actually.
Late bloomers.
That's but true. I'd say amongst my mates, then, if I'm going to average it out, like, my mates bloomed at, like, 12. And
let's
I was like...
Let's find out if we're weird. She knows I'm going to call her. She's actually looking at me right now.
Yeah.
She's pretending like I'm not talking about her or talking at her. She's pretending like her mic isn't on.
What do you want?
Producer Palisa, mm-hmm. At which age did you bloom and blossom into the lovely woman that you have become?
I think I was 14.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I matured very quickly. Eldest child, you know. I was a loner.
But I mean, in terms of your body showing the, like, physically 13, also changing.
Yeah, 13, 14.
Okay.
Something.
Okay, that's enough. I don't care about anything else. There, her mic's off.
You see why she won't respond to you next time.
So you weren't that far off, babes. It's okay.
It's okay.
The only thing that matters is have we hit our puberty of
being a grown up
of wealth? Yeah.
No, not even close.
No. I mean, I was just thinking about my bank account. I'm like, I'm sure I have like a
how
thousand.
Much do you currently have
I'm
in
like,
your bank account?
I'm like, it's I'm sure I have a thousand.
Yo, can I just say, guys?
FNB goes like you have 25. Right?
Just like. And I didn't want. I once saw your bank balance by accident. I almost passed out.
Is it?
I've never seen so much money in my life. And then I think about it a lot and I'm like, did I see, was I missing a zero? Maybe I added a zero. I added a zero. Can't be.
You're self-conscious.
Can't be.
And you know, I've picked up that.
And then you don't even want to buy us lunch.
Do you know what I hate? Do you know when you swipe, right? And then it tells you my update. And then it
that's the thing. It shows. That's exactly. How I saw it.
Exactly. And I want
the text came through.
I'm pissed off because I can't deactivate that thing.
No. Remove the banner from your phone so that it doesn't pop onto your home screen.
But then that's an SMS banner. So I must remove SMS banners altogether.
Completely.
I think I need to do that. Because, you know, I did think about it. That one day, my mom's going to see that thing. And then.
And it's nice, guys.
Can I tell you, walking into the studio today, I got a call from the bank. They wanted to increase my credit card limit. I was like, not today, Satan.
What is it on currently?
Not today. You know, it's quite. Because remember, I travel, so.
I get that all the time. It's like, oh, please just take this 95,000 rand loan. I promise. Just like, not gonna happen.
And go ball out.
I know, it's not gonna happen. Because I know I'll just waste it and just be in more debt. Like, oh, goodness.
So speaking of things that, like, shock people. So, Candace has some very interesting information on my laptop that is now our laptop. And she's reiterating my life.
I need you to bring back our laptop.
So, you know, because we're all family.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and now you're
going to
go look for it. I should
and
have
we
told
keep
you.
Nothing from each other.
Let me understand.
I don't
want
to look for it. I want you to tell us what's in it.
Is there something in the laptop that we should not
that
see?
We should.
There's
oh
a folder that I wanted to delete.
Nudes.
Yeah.
But then
nudes.
I thought he told me he's only going to need it for like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, I'll be back.
And I'm like, cool. I don't want to, the information is there. Let me just put it in a folder and I'm getting the laptop back. I don't have to delete it.
Mm.
I think that's the biggest fear.
And
someone,
now
like,
it's
I would
there.
Not sleep.
And you know, it's been haunting me ever since I handed over the laptop, hoping like he wouldn't.
It's like that kind of fear when you leave your phone unattended and you've got a plus one, or you've got a boyfriend, or you've got someone that you're sort of seeing.
But people can't access your phone.
Remember those pop-ups?
Okay, like, the pop-up banners. Oh, the way I saw Liz's.
They ain't balance. You see, I don't want that. So it's just so uncomfortable.
And you know
it's
what was weird?
Thing.
When I saw Liz's bank balance, it was like mid-month for him. It wasn't even like month end. It's like mid-month.
Listen, and I'm comfortable with it. Guys, I've worked for my money here. Like, people must not come tell me. Anyway, I'm not even interested. I want to know.
But that was really cool to witness. I want to see so much money.
I want to know what's in.
If our, I saw right, I could be wrong.
What's in our laptop?
No, 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 no. Forget this chat. It's done.
What's in our laptop?
All I'm saying is I trust you.
What's in our laptop?
Wholeheartedly.
Sure.
And don't do that.
I have never seen you so sincere.
Yeah, please.
And serious.
Please, I like, I'm trusting you.
I don't
to
even
not
know.
Access the folder.
I don't even know. You know what?
I got you.
I'm sorry, guys. I need to. This is a real moment. I'm gonna go. Think about my life for two
oh
or three
God.
Seconds.
Oh my God! Sorry.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And because now we can't go off to a song because Craig just discovered something on his cell phone.
I know. The Esetu guy, Esetu Hassani.
Oh, Esetu Hassani.
He follows me on Insta. Oh, hella boo.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, like, sorry. It's a big moment.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Urban Culture Drive. The Drive. Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
If you want to know more about your customers and speak to them when it matters, you need Touch Base Pro. Here at Cliff Central, we experience this firsthand as we use them for our daily newsletter, which is the only place to get the popular weekly conundrum every Friday. Turn indifferent customers into customers who can't wait to engage with your brand by collecting meaningful insights and valuable info on what interests them so you can target individuals and create new strategies. Touch Base Pro can also help with setting up effective email campaigns to maximize sales and mend the love lost between sales and marketing. And at the end of each month, you will have meaningful reports to show your team, taking the guesswork out of email marketing stats. Get to emailwins.co.za now for a chance to receive a mini strategic assessment plus an email campaign to 20 to 25,000 customers. With a Touch Base Pro account manager, you will send emails your customers just can't ignore. Go to emailwins.co.za. If you change nothing, nothing changes.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Guys, when will Candace get discovered? Honestly, that ad was just pure bliss. I love it. Guys, somebody please.
Really?
Can I, you know what? I need
I
to just
up.
No, I need to record you and just post it on my like ain't like no, somebody needs to be discovered, honestly. Hidden talent right over here. We got our own
thank
show.
Thank you, I appreciate
girl.
That.
Thank
I
you.
Do.
Guys,
I do.
Recognize Candace. Hashtag
guys, please,
Candace needs a
please,
job.
My email address is as follows. CC. I'm joking. I'm playing.
So seeing that we're motivating each other.
Yes.
What's your, you know, every Monday there's always a motivation Monday hashtag. Every Tuesday is like a choose Tuesday. All that nonsense and all that really boring, stupid stuff.
Yeah. What are you getting at?
Okay, for
what
me,
motivates you?
Oh, you've asked us this.
Have I?
Yeah, you have.
Okay, let me shut up.
And I remember telling you, and you're like, oh no, that can't be a motivation.
Okay. I don't remember. That probably skipped me. Like, I don't remember. But anyway, the one thing I just want to tell everybody is that, guys, summer bodies are made
in
right
winter.
Now in this cold ass weather. I promise you, you start at it. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you do 5 kilometer runs. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you work
upper
on
body,
upper body and
body.
Lower body. Please, guys, stick it up. Well, not
stay away from sugar.
Stay away from sugar. Drink hard liquor. Make sure that you are summering it up. I want to actually start a movement like Boy Tutulo did. You know, hashtag summer bodies are made in winter.
Okay, does it count if I get a bad bath for winter and then I work out in the middle of the night?
Does
it not count?
It does count as cardio, surely.
Surely. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like Lesojo, I mean, your body structure right now, you've stacked up a lot. You need to just cut. You know, I feel like you're not cutting.
But that's cardio, though.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Because I need a bad bath for winter and then I'll be fine.
Aye, man. You need
Candace, back me up here.
Bad best doesn't work.
I will definitely agree on the bad part. Yeah. As long as that bad part is me.
That's a problem.
I'm a little
show.
Biased
this,
with that
this
answer.
Show, this show is so. Like,
so other than that, then nah.
Absolutely. So
we're
guys,
a bunch of selfish, self-centered.
Listen here, Craig, I always wondered, since you have this perfect body, right?
It's actually not really, but anyway.
Exactly, I was getting to that. Do you ever look in the mirror and go, ah, you know?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. It happens all the time. It's like we're never satisfied. It's like his bank balance. He's never satisfied with how much money he has. So it's like a natural thing that we always critique ourselves. While other people are saying, dude, you're doing awesome. You're at the right level, the right stage. But I mean, it's like you. You feel like you've gained weight. And I'm like, but this goes proper. You always feel like, but if I could... You know, it's always the same thing.
We're never quite happy.
We're never quite happy.
Can I ask a question?
People are starting to text me asking me how much is in Liz's.
Oh, my days.
I'll never divulge as long as you never open the folder.
Oh, perfect. I think that's fair.
Even Stevens. Yeah. I'll tweet it out, guys, when I find out that this guy has actually opened up that folder.
Can I ask a question? Because, you know, when it comes to fitness, life, success, blah, 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 right? Everyone always tries to be diplomatic and be like, no, we're different. You can be in different places. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to know, by the time you are 35, what are the basics you should have?
The basics.
Yeah. By the time you're 35, what should you have? Like, you must, like, if you don't have this, you just haven't made it in life. Don't try to, like, sugarcoat it.
I'm sorry. That does not work for me. I don't agree with that. No, I feel like it's just too much pressure.
What are the basics that you must have?
No, but we're all different.
Yeah,
we're
I also don't want to answer this question because I feel like you...
It's No. It's quite subjective.
It's coming from such a... Yeah, you're coming from your own place.
I've made it.
Yeah.
So you're setting up the standard. Yeah, so it's not going
to
work.
Do you know what I'm trying to understand? I'm trying to understand what is, like, the benchmark.
There
is
no benchmark.
So, for example, some people will say, okay, no, by 35. Like,
you're supposed to have a car, house.
There is no benchmark.
Children.
I want to benchmark more. It's
there's
life.
Nothing.
You can wake up at 40 and still, while you're living with your mom, and still, like, do the most.
So there's no one thing.
There's no one thing. There's no formula. We think that we've had it sorted out, but it's actually not. You don't have to be married at 27 or 31 or whatever the case might be, or have a million in your bank account.
Guys, are we saying these things to make ourselves feel better, or...
No,
not at all.
Not even.
So you say you're 35, there's nothing, there's not one thing that everybody should have by 35.
It's different, Les. It's different. What is important to me is very important. It's not, might not be as important.
Very different to
me. Very different. So, I mean, for me, I'm chilled living in a one bedroom condo, perhaps till 40. Mm. Someone might be like, yo, Craig was a sexy failure. You know what I mean? You are happy with having lots of money in your bank account, but not, you know, perhaps whatever the case.
And it's not necessarily like you not pushing hard or working hard. It's just it just didn't fucking happen for you. I mean, good God. Like,
guys,
it's not as cut and dry as people make it seem. I mean, like, people always ask me, when are you getting a car? When are you getting a car? And I'm like, are you going to pay for it? Are you paying? Because if you're not paying, then fam, shit, let's get the whip.
Exactly.
I guess.
And it doesn't mean I don't want a car. I want a car. But... Yeah. Must I sell my soul for the car?
I mean,
do you understand? You want to be smart about it, because you've seen what happens to people that go, they're in debt.
Yeah.
Because Mang said,
oh, no,
at 25 you're
true.
Supposed to have a car. This, that,
yeah,
that,
no,
that, that.
Crazy.
So I'm in debt. You're not paying that.
Yeah,
debt.
People are drowning. People are drowning. It's hectic. Because I guess the question now would be, you know how there are some people who, and I agree, like, life just doesn't happen and it's shitty and, like, you know, it. But then there are some people who are like rubbish, like this whole Henry Front Bradar thing, right? The guy that's going to jail because he hacked his family.
Oh,
right?
That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Like,
investigative journalism.
No, but my thing is, though, like, you can't say to him, "With no, life just happened." Like, some people make, like, a conscious decision to, like, be ridiculous and stupid.
I get you, but I feel like that guy had a plan. I mean, it's like the guy.
It was so premeditated.
You know what I mean? At least he's not sitting; he's thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's working.
So wait. Homie decides to hack his whole family to death.
The whole thing.
Mm.
His sister luckily survives. Cool.
Yeah.
For what now? For money?
Obviously it's for guap.
We actually don't know. It could
That's
be
what
though.
I'm trying to
it
understand.
It could be like inheritance. It could be for
Because I mean, I would plead insanity, because only a crazy person would hack their whole family.
That's a
and
bag.
Not even know why.
Yeah.
What
but the problem is that he blamed, he said, no, there was an intruder that came in.
Yeah, some black man.
Oh my goodness. It's
always a black man.
It's always a black man.
this guy. Okay, well, I think he's insane. I think he's not 100%. Also, apparently he was on tick when this happened.
Mm.
And he probably needed some money for tick, or his family found out that he was on tick. And
why does it sound more like flacker than tick?
Yeah,
it's probably flacker.
You know, like, I always believe that there are people that are... I mean, black people are very strange. Né? We have our own, like, characteristics. But white boys, I feel like when they're born with nyaupe. I mean, like, give you an example, right? There was a case where someone was, you know, this black farmer or whatever, mm-hmm. was, or the one was like a laborer, whatever the case might be. He was closed up in a coffin. Mm-hmm. My first thing was like, how the heck did this guy have a coffin?
Urban.
How do you have a coffin? Like, so the coffin on standby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
how did, where?
You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like they had to bury somebody or they had an extra or their father just died.
What are you doing? But any normal sane person, what are you doing with a coffin? Just chilling.
But also, why do these people, like, for me, what's that stupid holiday with the vampires and stuff?
Halloween.
I don't give a Halloween. Like, why are you going through so much effort to dress up as Dracula?
Yes, but also it can be sexy.
No, but why are you going through so much effort?
It's just interesting.
Like, even like when they party, like they party weirdly.
Yeah, but you know,
like they wear like mankinis.
I mean, we think about it. Someone in Valentine's Day claimed that they were shooting an intruder. Why would an intruder jump into the window and be like, "Yo, I'm gonna steal a lot of foam bath, guys. Yeah, yeah. Let's leave the MacBooks. Let's leave it.
Yeah, let's.
I mean, nyaupe.
Certainly.
Anyway, going back to like regular programming. So we're going to be chilling out with a very cool artist, Ray T.
Is in the building.
And we'll find out everything music. What's going on? Who's backstabbing who? How tough is it? Should you drop out and become a superstar? And we'll see if there's any hope for Candace Carlson in music. What do you think? Do you think it was possible?
I think there certainly is no hope.
CliffCentral.com.